Well, it's really good to be here this morning, and I was really excited about catching up with you, but I look down here today and I can't see you, and you're nowhere to be seen, but I realise you're all at home. Now, you might be sitting on the sofa, and you might be sitting back and watching this. Well, I have a little challenge for you that are sitting at home listening to the broadcast today, and it is this. So if you've got your Bible, or you haven't got your Bible, go and get your Bible. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a little competition. And I want you, boys and girls, to see how fast you can look up the little references in God's Word today. So I wonder, can you get it faster than even whoever's at home with you just now? So wait till I tell you what happened to me. I know you all like a story, but wait till I tell you what happened to me. Do you want to hear? Do you? Do you really want to hear? Here's what happened to me. Well, I got lots of stuff ready. Now, hold on till I get it. Lots of stuff like this. And I got it all ready. And I was ready and all got together to go on a working holiday. Going to Poland. Flights booked. All ready to go. Do you know what happened? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. I'll come back to that, okay? I'll come back to that, all right? So, I'll tell you in a wee moment. But what I want to do today is I've got this rucksack and I want to use some items in it to teach us some Bible lessons, some things that we can learn for our lives. So there's a few things I'm going to dig deep here for. Okay, so stick with me and let's see if we can find these. Okay, so I'm going to open up the rucksack. And the very first thing I'm looking for, what do I find? Well, I find this. Are you watching? I found this. You know what this is? What's this? It's shower gel. Shower gel or soap. Soap. Well, what does that teach us? Well, I think about camps. And I think about, well, there's boys in our house and I know over the years maybe went to camps. And you put the soap in for them. And I don't know how much of it was actually used. Well, you know yourself when you go to camps and you're running about outside and you're doing lots of different stuff, you're going to get all dirty, isn't that right? And you need to get a good shower and you need to use perhaps some of this, some shower gel, some soap. And so the soap, it cleanses us, doesn't it? It cleans us up and it has us shining again. But you know, this shower gel reminds us, when I think about God's word, it reminds me of a verse. And it's found in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. Now we're going to see who can get it first. Go! Let's see how quickly you can find it. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And you can read there about sin. And it simply says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned. That talks about you and it talks about me. This shower gel, the very colour of it, reminds me of sin. The darkness of sin in our lives. What is sin? Well, we know that sin is things that we say, we think, and we do that displeases God. It's breaking God's law. And so we are guilty. We are sinners before God, and we need to have our sins forgiven. We need to have our sins cleansed, washed away. Well, that's the very first thing. So I'm going to set that just there. So that's the first thing we've got. We've got our shower gel, the importance of being clean. And the next thing I've got, well, it's very important as well. So here we go. Let me see. Like the way I pack all these? It's all nicely packed in there, isn't it? Well, this is, what's this? This is a hoodie. A hoodie. And we would use this. I would take this going on holidays, especially in the evening times, and put a hoodie on. Can keep us warm. Clothes are so important, and we pack those in our case or in our rucksack. But I think about the colour of this particular hoodie. And this particular hoodie's red. What does a red, boys and girls, remind you of? What's that remind us of in the Bible? Well, we know that it reminds us of the Lord Jesus and the great sacrifice that he made on the cross. It reminds us how that we can have our sins cleansed. I wonder, will you look up this verse for me? Let's see how quickly you can get this one. It's 1 John chapter 1 and the verse 7. Have you got it? Go. We'll read it out. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's the remedy. We think about the darkness of our sin. We think then about the Lord Jesus. We think about how God, in his love for you and I, he sent his son Jesus, the very Son of God, the sinless one, the perfect one. He sends him into this world to rescue sinners like you and I. How? He died on a cross. On that cross, and on the third day, he rose again. And it tells us, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Did you know, boys and girls, that he took the punishment that you and I deserve? And when we trust him as our Savior, he will forgive our sin. Little song says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's just like this, boys and girls. I don't know about perhaps you, but at this time of year, I know in our house, it comes the end of the school year and the school uniform, it's all tattered and it's all messed up and maybe too short and all of that. And we think about that old uniform. And we think then about getting a new uniform, a new one. And you get this new uniform. How good it feels to get into a new clothes. Isn't that right? Maybe going on holidays, you get new clothes. And it just reminds us of what the Lord Jesus has done on the cross. And how we can be justified. How we can have our sins forgiven. Taking our, as it were, our old clothes. And replacing them with the righteousness of Christ. When God looks on us, he no longer sees our sin. He sees the righteousness of Christ in us. Then I'm going to move on very quickly. And I've got some other things here as well. We've got this. Football. Have we got any football supporters? Have we got anybody that likes football? Maybe there's some Liverpool supporters. Maybe Man United supporters. But we'll forgive you for that. But listen. I think about this ball. I love to take a ball when we're going on teams and working holidays. And we'll take this here. And kids and young people love to kick a ball about the pitch and have fun with it. But this particular ball reminds me, it's round, it's reminded me of our world, but it also reminds me of the various countries and nations of our world. When I look here, I see, well, let's pick out a flag. There's a flag of Portugal. There's one of Brazil. We think of Portugal. We think of some of the great football, the Ronaldos of this world and others, and all the other footballers in all the nations. But it reminds me of something very important, boys and girls, that when we ask the Lord Jesus to come into our lives to forgive our sins, well then, he wants us to go and tell others. That might be going into school and just speaking to someone, maybe your best mate, and telling them that you're a Christian. That's a hard thing to do. And it's hard to bring this gospel message into the world that we live in today. Very often, people don't want to hear it. But I think about all the nations and God, the Lord Jesus, he tells us to go into all the world, to go to all nations. And so that includes everyone. It doesn't matter the color of someone's skin. It doesn't matter their background. It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor. He calls us to go. But you know here, boys and girls, here's a great thing about this. We're not going ourselves alone because the Lord Jesus says, lo, I am with you always. He is with us. So remember that. Then with another thing, let's see, we'll dig deep here, and let's see if we can find this. I actually had to turn this off, and it's our mobile phone, and we've got a mobile. We take that on holiday. Some of you like to play games on it. Yep, used to play one called Angry Birds. There's a whole lot of different ones over the years. But the phone, the main thing it's used for is actually to make a phone call, to call someone. And when I think about that, I think about when I'm afraid, when I'm worried about something. I can talk to a friend. But here's the thing. This phone reminds us that in God's word, we're to call on God. He's the greatest friend when we trust him. He is our best friend and we're to call on him. In fact, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Are you going to get it? Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. You ready? What's it say? It says, call unto me and I will answer thee. God says, call unto me. Boys and girls, when you're worried, maybe you're afraid, maybe just during this whole time and you haven't been able to talk to your friends, you've been a little bit afraid, the times you've been lonely. Well, we can talk to God and we can cast and pray and bring all our needs and all our worries and all those things. We can bring them to God in prayer. He will hear and God can answer prayer. The next one, I've got the mobile down here, and I've got something else as well. We've got a towel. Yes, we've got this. See it? Well, the towel. Here's one here. Our mate Spider-Man. There we go. And the towel. What does the towel teach us? Well, when I think about the towel, I work in Belfast, and I know lots of people that I talk to in Belfast, their parents, they love to go to caravans. Some of them have got caravans in all sorts of places all around Northern Ireland and sometimes the south of Ireland. Some of them have got ones, they tell me, in Malile. And sometimes, well, I talk to them about Malile, and Malile sometimes is nicknamed Chankle by the Sea. But as I think about Malile, I think about the county down coast. If we go swimming or go to that beach, it's cold. And sometimes we go in, we get wet, maybe our brother or sister soaks us, and we're freezing, and we come running out, and when we're small, who do we run to? We run to someone that's brought us down, maybe a mum or dad, and some a family member, and the first thing we'll want is a towel, and we'll want to put the towel around us to keep us warm, because we're so cold, and it's freezing. But that reminds me of a little verse. And it's found in Psalm 91 verse 4. Can you get it? Psalm 91 verse 4. He shall cover thee, and under his wings shalt thou trust. This is speaking about the Lord. Again, he'll cover thee, just as he looked after his people Israel all those years ago. And he described how he looked after and was like a chicken or a hen gathers the little chicks under its wings and protects them, loves them. And that's a lovely picture of God himself. He loves us. He cares for us. And he wants us to run to him when we're in danger or we're worried or there's stuff going on in our lives. Maybe someone said things about us. It's important to talk to someone about that and get help. And we have the greatest of friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to as well in his love. He sent his son. God sent his son in love. The next one, I'm going to finish here. We're nearly finished. But I've got some stuff here. And, whoa, let's see. And there's more of it in here. Let's see if I can find it. Yes, I like this stuff here. This is, what is it? Well, it is money. Money. Everybody needs money, isn't that right? It's important that we have a little bit of money. And it's important that we enjoy it. But it's also important that we use it wisely. I like to take money on holidays, and sometimes we go to, maybe if we're going on a team even, to help other people, and we will get the money or the currency of that place. And this one is actually from Hungary. And when you count out the money, the notes are in thousands and 10,000s. And you think, wow, I'm so rich. And then we think, well, I'm going to have a big meal with that, and I'm going to do this with that one. I'll do that. And every day. And then you think to yourself, oh, 1,000? That might only get me a McDonald's, a Happy Meal. So, listen, we think about this money. And we think about how important it is to use it wisely. Does the Bible talk about money? Yes, it does. It does. I want to talk to you parents as well. Because as I think about money, the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not the money itself, but it's the love of it. And we can become so in love with money and the things that it can buy. And maybe we want a bigger house and we want a bigger car and we want more things and stuff, more holidays. And yet we should be content, the Bible says, with such things that we have. We're to not put money in front of God. Boys and girls, we can get so much stuff. And we can forget about God. We can get our mobile phones and our tablets and we can spend so much time on them that we can forget all about God. And that saddens God's heart. He wants us to spend time with him. That's so important. And then to finish off, well, not only the money, but I'll put that all back in there. But we think about the backpack itself. We think about the backpack. And how we get all our stuff and we put it all into this backpack and we put it all away safely. It's all our precious stuff, like maybe our mobile. And we'll put the soap in as well, might not be so precious. And all the stuff that we have, all our nice clothes, we put them all in and we put them in our rucksack and we want to keep them safe. and we look after them. And when we're going through the airport, perhaps if we go on a big holiday, we're holding on to them, make sure no one takes them. But you know, the Bible talks a little bit about our lives. And we think about how precious our lives are, but we think about the importance of not laying up so much treasure on this earth, of not being so attached to all these things that we forget that someday we're going to have to leave them behind. Yeah. You see, when the Bible tells us and reveals to us that there is an eternity. Eternity meaning forever and ever. And there's someday we will leave this world. And we need to prepare for the next. That's most important. Do you know, where can we keep our treasure? Well, the Bible tells us, and I'll leave this little verse with you, and you can look it up if you would like to look it up. And it's found there in Matthew chapter 6. And you can read down from verse 19 to 21. And you can read there about lay not up for yourself treasure on earth, but we're to lay up treasure in heaven. Because it's eternal. What's the treasure? Is it the money? Is it the money we're to put in heaven? We can't do that. Isn't that right? But what is it? It's those things that please God. It's, first of all, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, repenting and turning away from our sin, and then living for Him. The treasure is those things that we do that pleases God. Boys and girls, I wonder are you laying up treasure on earth? Remember, we held up the ball. It reminds us of our world, but it reminds us to go into all the world, to go into our school, to go to the rest of the kids maybe in our street. And just when we're playing, we can tell them about Jesus. That's laying up treasure in heaven. That's bringing glory to God. And that's what God wants us to do, boys and girls, with our lives. That's what pleases God. And so today, we have saw quite a lot of items that remind us of little lessons that we can find in God's Word, the Bible. Well, I'm almost finished. But you remember, I told you about a holiday I planned. Oh, I was so excited for that holiday. But guess what happened? The flights were all cancelled. We didn't get going. I thought I was in control. I thought I had everything ready. But you know, the flights were cancelled. I realized that I'm not in control. But God's in control. God's in control of all things. And He has allowed His world, everything from school to business to shops to McDonald's, everything has stopped. Do you ever think, I wonder, why did God allow that to happen? Well, I believe that God's allowed that to happen for you and me to take time to think about the One who alone is in control. You know, dear parent, moms, dads, grandparents, boys and girls, whoever's listening to this today, I trust that you will make preparation for the world to come. See, God is in control, and someday this world will end because God says so and God's word tells us that. He's in control, and someday we will go out into eternity. I wonder, where will you spend eternity? You know, you need to make preparation. You need to have your sins forgiven, and I trust that you will trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Savior.